marks 2 weeks since their murder. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Investigators in Idaho are still trying to solve the case of four university students stabbed to death in their off-campus home.
The Moscow police do not have any evidence that two similar fatal knife attacks, one dating back to 1999, have anything to do with the murders of these four college students, so they have sort of eliminated that. We did see investigators back at the scene for the first time in a few days. It was the FBI's behavioral analysis unit. They walked around the rental house just off campus. They also went inside for a while and came out carrying a small bag of possible evidence.
Fox's Dan Springer. The U.S. is banning the sale of communications equipment made by a Chinese company.
The Federal Communications Commission voted unanimously to block the importation or sale of some equipment made by Huawei and ZTE, setting unacceptable risks to national security. U.S. restrictions on Chinese technology began during the Trump administration and have escalated during the Biden administration. In addition to Huawei and ZTE, the FCC order also puts new restrictions on video surveillance cameras made by Chinese firms.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich speaking out on the Biden administration's comment that Republicans have no plan for the border.
I've invited Kamala Harris. I've invited Joe Biden to come visit us, to sit down with us. I've tried to reach out to Secretary Mayorkas, and in the past 2 years, they've said nothing. They refused to meet with us. They refused to talk with people on the ground in states like Arizona or Texas.
Texas continues to bus migrants to Democrat-run cities. Protests against China's restrictive COVID-19 measures appeared to take place in several cities Saturday night. In Shanghai, police used pepper spray to stop around 300 protesters. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Biden administration says it has a plan in place to deal with an even bigger surge at the southern border when Title 42 ends next month. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd on the situation.
It's allowing these cartels to bring in the fentanyl. All illegal immigration is doing is facilitating the trafficking of higher-value products such as drugs, criminals from special interest countries.
A New York man was charged with human smuggling after he tried to transport four illegal immigrants from Eagle Pass to San Antonio earlier this month. Early voting's been underway in the final Senate contest of the midterms.
Voters in Georgia can start heading to the polls starting today to decide the key Senate runoff race between incumbent Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker. The start date ended up in court after Georgia law says early in-person voting is not allowed on a Saturday if the Thursday or Friday before is a holiday. Warnock's campaign argued the law only applies to primaries and general elections, not runoffs. The state Supreme Court ruled Wednesday that counties can start early voting today. Democrats will have control of the Senate regardless of the winner, but a win from Warnock would leave Democrats with a 51-49 majority, whereas a Walker win would bring the Senate to 50-50, with the vice president casting tie-breaking votes. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The family of a Stanford soccer star who died by suicide files a lawsuit against the school.
The family of Katie Meyer filing a wrongful death lawsuit. They argue that the 22-year-old was feeling distressed about facing discipline from the school over an incident 6 months earlier. The suit says Meyer spilled coffee on a football player at the school who had allegedly sexually assaulted one of Meyer's teammates. Meyer, according to the suit, received written notice that charged her with a violation of fundamental standard the day she died. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.